Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary home of Blow Along with my girl,
Bailey.
Great morning. How you doing and feeling?
I'm great. Great, great.
Yeah. You know,
how are you this morning?
I'm blessed.
I know you had a great day yesterday.
Yes, yes. And we will talk about it and actually let people kind of relive. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let them relive the moment that the City of Milwaukee Full Common Council ended up honoring me and presenting me with this beautiful. We're going to show it.
Show the plaque.
Okay.
Let's see it.
We're going to do a whole thing on it, and it's a picture that will be posted on our YouTube and Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
If you are watching us on
YouTube
or Facebook Live, you'll be able to get a better glance at it. You can even screenshot it and be like, okay, I can read it. Like right now, you're like, yeah, it says, I see Homer Blow and I see whereas. That's about it. There's a whole lot of other stuff on there. I know some great things. But thank you very much to all of our alderpersons.
Yes.
And our Common Council President, Jose Perez. You know, it was just such an honor. Alderwoman Charlene Moore, you know, Alderwoman Malele A. Coggs. Alderwoman Pratt, Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, Zara, I want to make sure that I get her name right. just all of the people, Bob Bowman.
Right.
Alderman Mark Chambers Jr., DeAndre, let's see, just... There's so many, mm-hmm. like everybody there, and they were all genuinely happy and pleased. And they, even before the session started, you know, they were giving me accolades and saying thank you for all you do.
Right. And shout out to all the people that help you too.
Yeah.
Because you have like a boatload of people that help you every time. You got a whole crew,
mm-hmm.
and they are out there behind you and following your leadership and helping you achieve everything.
Yeah, that birthday party for the kids is
that was a great example. Yeah, I see all the people. I was like, oh, because some of them used to work for me.
See?
So I was like, ha! Come on now. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so we'll dive into that and allow you to watch the it's a little over a 6-minute ceremony. So you'll be able to see it if mm-hmm. you are watching us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. And, of course, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, all at 101.7 The Truth. And if you're watching us on Facebook, like and follow the page. And, yeah, you'll be able to relive the moment that I will be able to take with me for the rest of my time here on this earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, And so we'll get into that more when we head up to our break. Fun thing that I was able to do on yesterday evening.
Okay.
I was able to go to the Marcus Performing Arts Center, commonly called MPAC.
Okay.
And there was the Broadway series production of Mighty Python's Spamalot.
Oh, okay.
So, and shout out to my friend Ryan J, who would do the Ryan J's Movie Club, but he's a critic. He's on TMJ4, today's TMJ4,
mm-hmm.
and he's always doing the movie reviews and talking about entertainment and industry,
mm-hmm.
And he travels all over the world.
Okay.
So he's a gem to be here in our city. So to know that and to see him, he done a Q&A session before the production started.
Okay.
On the 2A, they call it.
Okay.
At the MPAC. So he had the producer, the writer of the production, Mighty Python, Spamalot.
Okay.
And one of the other big wigs that did that. But I ended up enjoying it. It was hilarious. So you, even if you don't know anything about Camelot, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
Monty Python does spoofs, basically.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So, and what Spamalot does is it brings the spoof to the modern era. So they do the things that fit all of the Camelot and all of that. So
right.
then you had your King Arthur and all of those things. But then they'll say different things. Like, they done the one call line, and everybody just erupted.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, paid ode and homage. So there was a lot of things that brought it to current time. They had a DJ, and they done a disco scene.
Okay.
And you know what? None of that black man with no turntables and all that. But so, but it, if you get a chance to go see Monty Python, Spamalot at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, commonly known as Impact, go. Get yourself a good laughter. Even if you don't, like I say, even if you don't understand the era. But if you do, it's going, and some of the movies that were made about that, you're going to enjoy it even more. But even if you haven't, you're going to still find yourself laughing, and you're going to catch a lot of the jokes. It's hilarious. It's
okay.
hilarious. So great production. Kudos to the whole cast. And I asked the question, you know, we got to ask questions while they were talking to the director. And I said, how many people actually travel, you know, with this production?
Right.
Because they were saying that it takes like 5 trucks mm-hmm. to bring the production, and 80 people.
Wow.
Travel with that. 80.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I mean, because you see just regular performers now that scale down. You know, back in the day, they used to have, you know, like when Janet used to go on tour, they had like 20, 30, you know, semis.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for bigger productions, there's like 17 at bare minimum.
Right, exactly. And, you know.
I can't even tell you how many Jay-Z probably had for his shows.
Well, if you think about it, back in the day, you know, he probably carries more now.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? It probably is. They probably travel with as few, you know, they probably scaled it down, you know. But it's probably at least 3 to 5 semis, I'm thinking, right?
No, for Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, I watched the Beyonce one. What was the name of the album where she was on the silver?
On the Run Tour?
No.
Prior to that?
Yeah, the one before the Cowgirl.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Yeah.
But Renaissance.
The Renaissance tour.
Oh, no. The production for that tour. Oh, no.
What'd you say, 15?
No.
What?
No, she probably had 20, 25.
Wow.
At bare minimum.
Wow. But she has that kind of money.
20, 25
That's
at bare
like,
minimum.
I mean, her and Taylor Swift got that money.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they got that funding.
You're talking about billionaires.
Yeah. Okay.
Billionaires.
Exactly. They got that money. They can travel how they want to. The last Janet Jackson tour, I see Janet used to travel like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Janet got a whole just one truck. It ain't even a semi. She like, let's do them, you know, them screens. Let's do them screens. Let's do some lights.
Yeah.
We're going to stand out here, sing the hits, dance around a little bit. I got 3 dances.
Right. It's down, son.
Now let's go.
And we ain't paying. We're going to do that. We're going to do some holograms.
Exactly. We're going to do a duet with Micah on a hologram. We're going to do the scream.
There we go.
You know?
Yeah. Because she actually done that, and that was
she
before
did.
He passed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But, so it was great. It was great. So yesterday, just overall, was a great day for me and I.
Yeah.
And, again, even the comments that people were leaving on the post, because – shout out to my 101.7 FM award-winning teammates that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Brown was there. Meech was there. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife Cheryl, of course, was there. We had on our matching shirts. So it was an amazing time. And like I say, the friendships and the relationships that
I have
with our elected officials showed itself in full force on yesterday.
Did the mayor roll through?
No, the mayor didn't roll through.
What?
But he came to the birthday party for the kids.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. He was there for, I mean, you know, they had.
Yeah, absolutely.
They forgot he was on the list.
Oh, but,
they,
you know.
They that, let him in, though.
Yeah.
He was on the list with me. They forgot right. me, too, man. I don't even, you know, I just try to, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. But, yeah, it was, like I say, thank you to my city. Thank you to everyone who has supported me. As my career continues,
mm-hmm.
shout out to our teammates, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a excellent tribute/salute,
nice.
Honoring my accolades and Ray Nitti being able to express what I have been for him in his life and during his career and giving his show. When he was with Fly Gang, when they had Fly Gang
right.
on blowradio.com.
Okay.
You know, which I started in 2008.
Right.
So
right.
it's 18 years old and counting.
Wow.
And so I ended up, you know, he solicited to say, because, you know, he had interned at V100 before the opportunity came for him to get the show on blowradio.com. And of course, blowradio.com before it, he brought up the fact that, yes, online. Radio, internet radio, number two in the world, not just in the United States, number two online internet station in the world. And I held that for like 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And I talked to some of my fellow PDs and things like that that are may not still be in radio, but are doing online. They were like, yeah, man, I was always wondering, like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
We could never get past you. I was beating Hot 97 Atlanta and all that. Like, yeah, so it was like, so it was a real big thing. But thank you very much, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. You can tune in to them Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. But when we come back,
mm-hmm.
we will play the ceremony. So you'll get to kind of like relive it if you didn't get to see it. And if you're not watching us, you'll get to at least hear it.
Right.
So we'll return with that. Great morning to our producer, Xavier. Great morning, Xavier. How you doing and feeling?
The world's on fire.
Okay, he's great. Let's go to break.
Because it started with the roof. The roof was on fire.
Yeah.
So we're going to take care of these bills. And when we come back, we'll have the video. We'll start and go right into the video. So you can see it and hear it in its entirety. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Forward, escorted by Alderwoman Charlene Moore. Homer Blow, a Milwaukee native, is celebrating his 35th anniversary as a radio personality and in late June held his 32nd annual birthday party for the kids. He has used his platform as a radio DJ to make a significant and positive impact on the community and to give Milwaukee residents an opportunity to speak up and speak out. He has always been an outspoken advocate for kids and young people in Milwaukee. Alderwoman Moore, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you all so much for this opportunity. Listen, I have known Homer for many years. And, you know, when I think about the service he has done for our community, you know, as I was reading over all the things that he was doing, I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know some of the things that he was engaged in. And when you're a true community member, when you just give, that's just what you do. That's just who it is that you are. And Homer has always used his voice and his platform to talk about critical issues and to, you know, connect people in our community. And it was just one of those moments where I was just like, you know what? Let's take this opportunity to really honor someone that has been so instrumental in our community. I do want to read, you know, his proclamation because, again, as I was going over all the things he was doing, I was just like, oh, my goodness, we have such a gem in this community. So I want to just read his proclamation. Homer Blow was recognized for more than three decades of uplifting the community in conjunction with his 35th anniversary as a radio personality and 32nd annual birthday party for the kids, which took place on June 27th, 2026. If you haven't, side note, if you have not gone to the 32nd, you know, to the birthday parties, please go. It is an amazing time. Whereas Homer Blow is a native of Milwaukee who has been a local radio personality for 35 years and has used his platform as a radio DJ to make a significant and positive impact on the community and to give Milwaukee residents an opportunity to speak up and speak out. Homer Blow started his radio program, Keep It Real, The Next Level, to not only play popular music, but to address local issues and have open discussions about them on the airwaves. I'm going to skip down some things. Homer Blow service to the community has been inspiring, marked by his annual Homer Blow birthday party for the kids, which serves thousands, literally thousands, of children and family each year. Homer Blow regularly gives back to the community over the years by donating his time to work with multiple charities and organizations, such as the Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation, Running Rebels, the Boys and Girls Club, Fathers Making Progress, League of Martin, Brotherhood of Firefighters, Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, Planned Parenthood of Milwaukee, Mental Health Services, the United Way, and many, many others. We just want to take this time as a council to thank his many, many years of service and for giving back to our community. Homer, I would like you to say a few words.
Yeah.
To my city of Milwaukee, thank you. To the full Common Council, thank you. When you do a lot of the things that I do, we don't do it for recognition. We don't do it for accolades. It really comes from my heart. And I love my city. I was born and raised here in Milwaukee. I've had people try to get me to move other places, but Milwaukee is my home. Milwaukee needs my help. Milwaukee needs my gifts that I've been blessed with. And so here I continue to reside. I know Milwaukee has some issues, but if we all do our parts, we can work to get through those issues. We have some children that may be doing different things, but I like to do that party to show our children that somebody loves you. We love you. We care about you. And that's one of the passions that I have when doing this party, to be able to see thousands of children and families out enjoying themselves to where they can be kids, because we have to guard them so much. So I want them to be able to understand, like, hey, this is fun. Thank you, Homer Blow. Thank you, Homer Blow. But it's coming from the heart. I'm not asking for anything. I just like to try to give, whether I'm trying to tell people where to find food, where I'm trying to help families get book bags, whatever it is that I can do, that's what's in my heart. I have to thank my wife, Cheryl, who is over there, who has just stood by me as I continue this journey. And whenever I receive a year in with whatever I'm doing, I always add 35 years and counting, because the work is not over. My radio career is not over. Making sure that our community is taken care of, it's not over. And with the help of you as our alder people, and the Common Council, we can try to make sure that some of the things that we don't have, we end up having. So to Alderwoman Charlotte Moore, to I know so many, Alderwoman Malele Cox, just everybody, and of course the president, who's been supportive, just everybody. I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to omit anyone, but it is just such an honor, and I promise you and guarantee you that my mission and work will continue.
So thank you very much for this honor, and I am truly humbled and honored by it. And shout out to my Truth 101.7 family and my WNOV family.
And there you have it. And there you have it. Again, just letting everybody know the importance that they play in my life and my career. And just trying to make sure that, you know, I was able to acknowledge everybody.
Well done, Homer.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so, yeah, that's what the business was for that.
Yeah.
You know, and again, to everybody in.
And it's a good reminder to everybody.
Yes.
We can all give back.
That's right.
Follow your example. We can all give back.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is very, very important. And they say you lead by example.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's exactly what I choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where I can help and assist other people and inspire them, that's what I work to do. So, yeah, Bailey, that was it. That was the actual ceremony. And I got to say, you know, I found out who this gavel was from on our team meeting, our 101.7 FM or award-winning 101.7 FM team meeting on yesterday.
You found out who it was. Who was it from?
Dun, 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 dun. It was from our very own DJ Brother Z.
Oh, Zach did that.
Yeah, he said, you know.
Much love.
Yeah, he said, you know, I was listening to y'all, and I ended up hearing you, saying the gavel, and he said, you know, he said, I went to Etsy, and I, ta-da!
So cool.
Here it is.
This is nice,
from,
nice.
The Truth, our very own DJ Brother Z.
He's my guy. Zach.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go. So
he looks like my nephew.
Yeah.
Might I add? He always goes, what does he look like? I'm like you.
Order in the studio, Bailey. That was a good pun. That was a good one. You are stealth. You know,
hey,
Bailey is stealth mode. Bailey is stealth mode. Be like, look like you.
Did you find out who the baby gavel came from?
No.
I think I know.
All right.
I ain't going to say. I think I know.
Okay. I don't know.
I think I know.
Who is you going to tell us?
No. Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
You going to tell me when we go to break?
Maybe. It wasn't me. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I know it wasn't you because you were surprised when you came into another mug.
Right.
And then you said, oh, there's something else in here, and it's for you. So it was gifted together.
It was a morning show gift.
Right.
We love those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just wanted a bigger gavel.
See, we're not going there.
Symbolism.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was the thought that counts.
That's it. You know, that's what they tell you.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You bring the baby gavel back. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have different levels of violations.
Oh, okay. 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 I can see that.
And if it's a small violation, they can get the baby gavel.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
If it's a big one, then they get the Brother Z gavel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That part. All the things.
All the things.
I got you.
So y'all better watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a big violation, we're going to get the big gavel.
Yeah. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. And a couple of people, Bailey, you know, we talked a little bit about some of the people getting hit and then some of the hit and runs.
Right.
We lost somebody last night that was a legend in that Atkinson Street area
yeah.
and in our community, Wink. So, yeah. But it brings up the conversation again about the reckless driving.
Yeah, and you know, there's
unnecessary speeding.
There's an update on the two ladies that lost their lives the other day.
Yeah, so
as well.
We can come back and get into that discussion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with a girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And Bailey, you know, as we get into it, I want to just, you know, first give just a couple of condolences. Now, the first person was not involved in a hit-and-run accident or just being hit, whether the person stayed on scene or not. But it is to my friend and my brother, Core DJ Kev. His father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences as well.
Yeah, condolences to Core DJ Kev and his family on the loss of his father. Very great friend. I'm one of the people that inspired him to DJ. And, you know, I can say, unfortunately, I know how you feel. You know, my father is deceased. As a matter of fact, July 12th was the death anniversary of my father passing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get it. So condolences to Core DJ Kev. If you know Core DJ Kev, let him know that you want to give him your condolences. Let him know that you heard his friend and brother, the legendary Home of Blow, talking about it on the show. And another person, which will bring us into a discussion that Bailey Coleman was able to have with someone very, very close to the situation for the two ladies that were killed in a hit and run.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, you know, everybody, you know, just knew him as Wink, be like Wink. Off Atkinson, if you know anything, 70 years old or 70-something years old, had some, you know, habits or whatnot, but it was like, you know, people just knew that that's Wink, and people would look out for Wink. You know, people would be like, hey, here. Yeah, you knew that he may not have been doing the right thing with the money that you're giving him or whatnot, but he was just a neighborhood icon.
Mm-hmm.
A neighborhood legend, in my opinion, and lots of other people, I'm sure, will co-sign for that. And it's kind of crazy because just a couple of weeks before or a few weeks before, he was hit.
Yeah.
And but it brings black as we go into this conversation, Bailey. Just like, where is the humanity in some of our people across the country? But I can definitely attest from right here in Milwaukee. And when I asked that question, you know, people were doing extreme close-ups of his body, taking pictures of his body before the EMTs arrived, before the police arrived,
mm-hmm.
While they were trying to do CPR on him, just zooming in and like,
that's not cool.
You know, Meta, Facebook, or whatever, you know, you want to look at it as, you can say a word, you can type a word, and they'll shadow ban you or threaten to block you or
mm-hmm.
delete your account.
Mm-hmm.
But you can show all of the death, the gore, the misery that people are going through. And, oh, it's all good.
Right.
It's all good. I mean, they don't even do the uncover to see the video. Like, you just, you're trying to just stroll through. It's the morning. You check your social media.
Right.
And you're not thinking that you're going to run across somebody's body being shot up or someone laying with their body mangled because
yeah.
of accident or, you know, just reckless driving or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see your loved one's brains laying out on the street and all of that. But it's, and if you say something to some of those that post those videos,
mm-hmm.
you get the you get cussed out and you get, man, that's my page, man. Get off my page then. Ain't nobody tell you to get on my page. This is what you run through, whether it's a man or a woman that is filming it and posting it. But then talking about check on your people. You just showed me that my loved one has been murdered or my loved one has died from a hit and run or just an accident in general. You, what you mean check on my people? I don't want to see my people like that. It's bad enough when you have to go identify.
Right.
If you haven't ever had to go identify a loved one because of something that happened like that, it's a feeling that you don't want that.
Exactly.
You know, it's hard to go and view that.
Right.
And usually, if it's not an on-scene view to body, when you have to go to the medical examiner's office, they're showing you on a video screen.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your person?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your son, your daughter, your mother? You get what I'm saying? So just the insensitive nature
of
our people, it's disturbing as hell.
Why not help? If you're there, what can you do to help? You know,
they want you to help their views. That's what they want.
You know what? I'm just saying, those people that have your camera out, what can you do to help instead of being there trying to, you know, while someone else, you know, is providing those life-saving measures. Y'all know,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're certified in CPR, you already know that, guess what? It no longer requires you to breathe into the person's mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do
mm-hmm.
know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, even if you're not certified, you know, do what you can do to mm-hmm. help instead of, you know,
yeah,
pulling out your camera and filming it.
This is where we are.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad because so many more lives probably could have been saved or at least assisted if instead of pulling out your camera, you try to find out, okay, if somebody's already there doing CPR, how can you, you know, what else can you do to help? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Instead of just filming a person maybe taking their last breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, it's sick. Xavier, our producer, you have some commentary?
Yeah. I think we just live in a society that's been desensitized by the internet. I mean, you gotta think we live in a capitalist society and we overemphasize individuality. So there is a lot of lack of connect within each other. I think we lack a sense of community and we always want someone else to handle the problem,
yeah.
even if it's in front of us.
Yeah.
So all these things combined, that's mm-hmm. that's why people can take out their phones and just film, you know, what's happening in front of them, you know, because, you know, when there's a sense of disconnect when you have that camera, you know, pointed at, it's like you're viewing it through a different lens than actually reality. Some of the people.
Yeah. And a lot of the things that you were saying is very, very true. But here's the desensitized to it part that I don't get. Because some of those same people that may fit the shoe that you're talking about and that I was saying and that Bailey was saying, if it's their loved one,
mm-hmm.
they're threatening to shoot you. They're threatening to kill you if you don't take my cousin's picture down or that video down of my sister. Take that damn video down. Now they go. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's such an oxymoron.
Yeah, I think that taps into, like, the individualism of our society. Like, basically, if it doesn't affect you don't care. Mm-hmm. But if something is affecting you, then you actually care. You know what I mean?
It's very true.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, so you want people, like, how can I respect you? You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, I feel like you put out the energy that's disrespectful, you're going to get some disrespectful energy in return.
Well, you know what? That happens on an individual basis as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the thing is, people are all about the likes and all about the, but you think, if you think about it, this is a capitalist society. A lot of people are making money off of the Facebooks, off of the, you know, so the more likes you get, the more people that are engaged on your page, the more money you can make.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there it is right there. The bottom line
is. Well, I want you to put your dead relatives, do lives when they're dead. You find them in bed dead. Go ahead. Go live.
Right.
Be like, check on
but
my
they
mama.
They ain't finna do that, right?
Check on my mama.
I, you know what? I have seen videos like that, too, because some people are sick. I've literally seen a video of a woman doing a, you know, drunk driving crash, killed her sister. Sister's brain's leaking out, and she's filming it. Oh, look at my sister. Like, just like. I don't know.
That's
just
crazy.
Screaming out and, you know, doing a whole bunch of, you know, nonsense.
Wow.
And before it comes up, because I know it's going to come up, I'm allergic to ENCs. I don't want to hear about it's the mental illness.
Oh, you don't want to hear about the lead?
I don't. You know what?
There's lead in that.
You know what? Truth Nation, we need to hear from you. 833-212 is the 1017. 833-212-1017. That's our Truth Talk text line. You can text your message or you can call in. Let the city know and people all over know, like, what's your thoughts and feelings on that? Does it bother you? Is it only bothering me and Bailey? You get what I'm saying? Is it only bothering us? Are the majority of our community cool with this? You cool with finding out that your uncle died in an accident or was shot? Yeah, on Facebook. That's how you find out.
Their body's still there.
Seeing the blood from the bullet wounds and all. You're seeing all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing rigor mortis. You're seeing everything. Like, Truth Nation, they need to know. If you feel like I feel, like Bailey feels, how Xavier, our producer, is explaining things, let the community know.
833-212-1017. That's our True Talk text line.
You know, we need that hotkey this is a sick, you know what I'm saying, Negro. You know, like, we got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow. What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. on Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are talking about this... It just seems like an extreme, I ain't heard about these many hit and runs and just people being hit, even if the person stays on the scene, because they said the person that hit and killed Wink stayed on the scene, but they were arrested. Now, for what? I don't know yet. So I don't know if they were driving under the influence, if they were speeding. I don't know that. But when the receipts come out, if they do get charged, because just because you get arrested don't mean that you're going to be charged. That is left up to the DA's office to see and sift through the information that they're given and say, yeah, it's enough here to press charges.
So while we're here, there's an update on the Milwaukee and the hit and run of the two women that were killed.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for a black GMC Yukon that was involved in the fatal hit and run. So,
you know what's crazy? I saw a story with a picture, but the picture was of a Denali.
Yeah. You know.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me see.
Is that the picture that you're seeing of the black? Look and see if that's the Denali that I'm
seeing. It is. It is.
Right. But they're saying a Yukon.
They're saying a Yukon, but they have a picture of a Denali.
A black Denali.
But that could be.
It ain't a Denali Yukon. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. That could be the TV station doing.
Yeah.
That could be there.
But get it together.
What the police are saying is a black 2007 to 2014 GMC Yukon.
Right. So yeah,
the plates stations. they don't know what the plates are.
Right.
But you know what? It's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle will likely have damage to the front grille, the bumper, the passenger side headlight, and it's missing the front GMC grille emblem.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yep. The Truth Talk text lines, we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. When it comes to, it just seems like normalizing something because, unfortunately, it's become so common. Like just showing people at their last moments or the worst moments of their lives.
Right.
And doing it for, oh, man. Man, my views is going up, man, mine is cracking and this, that, and the other. It's like, do you have an issue with it? Does it bother you?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I do. And when I see that, I report the page. Y'all don't want that to pop up in my timeline.
There you go. But guess what? We report it and Mark Zuckerberg leaves it up.
Well,
we're
going
to go to the, no,
but
he does.
At least he reported it.
Because I know I report the hell out of pages.
Yeah.
And they steal up and the people now are threatening you as the person and be like, yeah, I don't know who reported my page, but yeah, you see it still up. They taunt people.
Yeah.
But Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We've got Sheila. Sheila, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to say, I just believe somewhere along the line with social media being in place, I think people just lost values. They lost touch of reality, and self-respect. I mean, people will do anything for a like, for views, for just anything, even if it means placing somebody's loved one on the internet that's in a vulnerable situation. And nowadays, people don't even think, let me help this person. Let me make sure they're okay. The first thing they want to do is pull out their phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Right. Yeah.
That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem. I would hate to know that I am in a place of need and help, and I'm surrounded by people, and the first thing these people want to do is put me on the internet, not thinking about calling 911, checking to see if I'm okay, or nothing else. You want to put me on the internet just to get you a couple of views
that
and likes.
Yep.
Mm. And shares.
Yep.
It's, you know, I mean, it's sad.
It
My
is.
My grandmother used to say when I was young, she used to say something like, people are ashamed of nothing and offended by everything. And nowadays, I believe that it's still the same, but it's like they are not, you know, they're not offended by nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we need to bring back shame to people and make people understand that what you're doing is not okay, man. And then
right.
You got these little kids that's out here that's watching all this stuff. You got
yep.
kids that got access to social media.
Yep.
That's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
They running across all this stuff that you and I have access to. That's not good, man. That's mm-hmm. not good.
Yep.
And if the children are our future ain't looking too bright.
That part.
I hate to say it like that, but our future is not looking too bright.
Yeah.
It definitely seems bleak. It does. Thank you, Sheila, for giving us your truth. 833 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. What's your truth on this? Does it disturb you? Have you gotten so used to it that you think, oh, it's normal? Because it's not normal.
No.
It is very, very common, unfortunately, but it is not normal. And, you know, what can be done? Because if the entities,
right,
like I say, you can say a type of word and you'll get a warning or you'll get your page blocked saying you banned for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and you're in jeopardy of losing your page forever. But you can have a page where you show nothing but death and destruction of people in our community, and your page is up forever. People come to your page to look for that nonsense. Xavier?
Well, you got to think, black violence and violence in general sells on these apps. You got to think, most of these people that are running these companies, like the Mark Zuckerbergs and stuff like that, they're Trump allies. They were at his, I mean, they paid him millions of dollars at his thing. So anything perpetuating black violence and any degradation of the black community, they're going to put that out and push it through the algorithm because that sells and it helps perpetuate the image of black people being less than.
Animals out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Animals out of control. And but the other thing that it brings when we continue to act like it's cool and we try to normalize something that because it's so common, unfortunately.
Right.
You are also fueling the orange man. You're fueling the orange man.
Yeah.
You want to ask me how? Why would you say that, Blo? Because now he can put more pressure on bringing in the National Guards and declaring martial law.
That part.
Because now even the people in the communities be like, yeah, we need the National Guard. Yeah, we need martial law. They are actually cheering and rooting it on. And because it is so bad and crazy in some of these areas, Bailey, it's like, yeah, maybe we do need martial law. Martial law ain't playing no games with people.
You don't
do
want...
your research because I get it. There's some areas, in my opinion, like, I'm just right. saying. But it's no joke because if you ain't getting your kids, your teens, your Toys R Us adults, if martial law come in, all that rebelliousness that they trying to do, they
right.
trying to be rebellious.
Right.
I ain't scared of nothing. Listen, the weapons that you have, sir, ma'am, the weapons that you have, they're old to the military.
Yes.
They're old. They're ancient.
Yes.
They're prehistoric.
Well, first of all, let's just go with the double standard.
Uh-huh.
When you're approached by a police officer, our playbook is totally different.
That's right.
Than the playbook that you're going to see out West Dallas, Brookfield, all of the things.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Because they're immediately ready to take you out or whatever if you say one thing wrong.
That's right.
You got to have your hands up. You got to have got to be ready for the whole deal.
Yep.
Right. But we'll talk about it more
yep.
after.
Yep. And Al, MKE, will come to you after we get to the top of the hour. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, we need to hear from you. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.